Hi everyone, I'm Helen Knight and this is my first Mercia podcast. I'm part of the tech team here at Mercia, so I'm going to spend some time talking to you about some of the changes coming in for research and development for tax purposes. Now, we've been expecting some of these changes for quite a long time. Originally, way back in the spring and autumn budgets in 2021, it was announced that HMRC was going to look at research and development, particularly focusing on such things as targeting where there were sort of fraudulent claims being submitted. And so some of the changes that I'm talking about today were included in the original publication of Finance Bill 2223 back in July 22. We then had some further announcements in the statements in the autumn, multiple statements that there were, and then some more in Spring Budget 2023. So the aim of today really is to summarise and bring everything together, all of the changes which became effective at the start of April in the R&D regime. The headline changes then are those which have been made to the rates which apply to expenditure incurred on or after the 1st of April 2023. The deduction rate for the small and medium enterprise or SME scheme reduces from 130% to 86%. So what this really means is that for profit-making companies, for every £100 of expenditure that they incur on R&D, there's an additional corporation tax saving of between £16 and £23. And where you sit depends on what the corporation tax rate that applies to your company is after April 2023. Previously, the saving would have been about £25 under the previous rates of R&D relief and corporation tax rates of 19%. For loss-making companies then, the credit rate whereby the companies are allowed to exchange the losses that they have for a repayable credit from HMRC is reduced from 14.5% to 10%. So a surrendered loss then could give a repayment to the company, so cash into the company, of up to 18.6% of the expenditure. These two reductions in the rate and the amount of the repayable credit were announced as part of the statements in the autumn. And there was at the time kind of a big pushback on these announcements and a lot of concerns from SMEs that their activities would become unviable. And these concerns were partially addressed in the spring budget. So the higher credit rate of 14.5% is effectively going to be maintained for loss-making SMEs where those SMEs are R&D intensive. And that higher credit rate equates to a receipt of about £27 for every £100 of R&D expenditure. But what do we mean by R&D intensive? How is a company determined to be R&D intensive or not? Well, a company is R&D intensive where the ratio of qualifying R&D expenditure is 40% or more of its total expenditure. So you've really got to be spending a lot of your total expenditure on R&D type activities. Effectively, what this means is that the payable credit for R&D intensive companies is restored to its previous level, but the overall tax deduction on the expenditure is still the reduced amount of 86%. What's also interesting to note about the 14.5% credit for R&D intensive companies is that it hasn't actually been included in the recently published finance bill. So HMRC have said that while it will apply to expenditure after 1st of April 2023, claims for 14.5% instead of 10% can't be made until the legislation has been enacted. So any companies wanting to make an earlier claim would only be able to receive a 10% credit, and then they would have to resubmit once the legislation had been fully enacted. What about larger companies then? Well, where these companies operate under the Research and Development Expenditure Credit Scheme, so often known as the RDEC, the rate increases for those companies from 13% to 20%. So that's the rate of the credit they get. When combined with the increase to the main corporation tax rate to 25%, this equates to a benefit of about 15% of the R&D spent. We have also had some changes which have been a bit longer in the pipeline on the types of activities which qualify for R&D relief to reflect the changing nature of R&D and really the increased digitalization of the economy. It's really about focus on R&D is looking at much more sort of software computer-based approaches to R&D rather than what we might traditionally think of as R&D in a laboratory, for example. So originally announced in the Spring Statement 2022, pure mathematics is now going to be included within the research and development. Previously, it was only included insofar as it related specifically to advances in representing the nature and behaviour of the physical or material universe. In addition, there's been an expansion of what constitutes qualifying expenditure for a research and development claim to include the costs of data sets and cloud computing. There have been changes to how claims need to be made too. So claims for R&D under either scheme now need to be made digitally, and they will also need to include more information than previously. So this is really about HMRC targeting those fraudulent claims. By getting more information included, it one, perhaps makes it harder for those claims to be made in the first place, and also allows them to target efforts based on certain flags in that information. And as well as this, it's also likely that it's going to help HMRC maximise the use of resources by using technology to review those claims because they've been made digitally. Claims will need to be made digitally for accounting periods beginning on or after the 1st of April 2023, but the requirement to provide additional information will relate to all claims made on or after the 1st of August 2023. Presumably because HMRC needs some time to put in those systems. This date, however, is important because what it actually means practically is that additional information is going to need to be provided for claims made for earlier periods than those impacted by announced changes. For example, a claim for a 31 December 22 period, which was made in December 2023, would still need to include this additional information. Companies will also need to notify HMRC where they intend to make a claim in the first place. And this is going to need to be done within 6 months of the end of the period of account to which the claim relates. Although generally only if the company hasn't made an R&D claim in the previous 3 years. So that's some changes that have come in. Some changes are going to be delayed. It was announced that the 1st of April 2023, expenditure on payments to subcontractors and externally provided workers would only be eligible for R&D relief where the expenditure was either attributable to R&D undertaken in the UK or qualifying overseas expenditure, which broadly means for something to be qualifying overseas expenditure, it would need to be essentially wholly unreasonable for that R&D to be undertaken in the UK. However, this change has now been delayed, so it will only take effect from April 2024. Finally, HMRC do already appear to be putting more resources into targeting fraud. They issued a significant number of one-to-many letters in January 2023. So one-to-many letters are letters which effectively get sent out to taxpayers where certain conditions are met. And in this case, they were sent to over 2,000 company directors whose companies had made R&D claims and asked them to review their claims using a checklist. However, one-to-many letters are not actually official inquiry notices or discovery assessments. So there's actually no need for, well, no obligation for companies to respond to that. It's just a bit of a fact-finding mission from HMRC. So what are we expecting in the future? Possible direction of travel, which it looks seems like HMRC are looking at, is a potential merger of the current two schemes. A consultation was recently issued a couple of months ago on the launch of a single scheme from as early as 1st of April 2024. We haven't seen the full outcome of this consultation yet. It only closed in mid-March. However, some of the responses have been published from the professional bodies such as the ICAEW or ATT. And a lot of these express concerns that a single scheme would just simply not provide adequate support for SMEs. And this comes at a time when SMEs are already being disproportionately affected by the cost of living and energy crises compared to larger companies. It's also going to be quite a lot of change on top of what small companies are already having to deal with the FY23 changes that we've already discussed today. Where this is going, we're expecting a summary of responses and draft legislation to be published in July. So we'll provide further updates then. So that's a summary of some of the changes coming in April for the R&D schemes. Obviously, in this podcast, we've only been able to touch on these subjects at quite a high level. So if you'd like to know more, Mercia are running a course called Research and Development, a Complete Practical Approach. That's running towards the end of April and again in October. It's also going to be available as an on-demand recording in early May. So please do check that out if you're interested in this area. And also, if you're in need of information to send to clients, we have prepared a client letter template, which is available to purchase via the Mercia website. And as always, an overview of these changes and other changes coming in from April 2023. Our Finance Act courses provide more updates across all taxes. That's it from me today, and thank you for listening to this podcast.
Thank you for listening to the Mercia podcast. For more information on this topic, please visit mercia-group.com.